I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Rich Helgren and Alex Gustafson. They're with the Marquette-Alger Community Labor Council to find out more about the Labor Day activities that are planned for this Monday up in Ishpeming for the annual Labor Day Festival. Here's more with Alex Gustafson and Rich Helgren.
Well, it's our 32nd Labor Day. I really can't say annual anymore.
Right.
Because
we didn't
have one last year. We're going to still have our same area, but we're going to be moved across the street by the pavilion. We're going to be utilizing Ishpeming's new pavilion over there, and we'll have some tents set up over there by the Mining Museum in the parking lot. And the parade lineup starts at 9:30.
Okay, where do people need to be for that?
And that parking lot.
In that parking lot.
It traditionally has always been in the same parking lot. And then the lineup will come up, and then the parade promptly starts at 11. And we'll go down a parade route, and then we'll come back up to the park area, and then we'll start the festival at that time.
And this is up in Ishpeming for folks on Labor Day, which is Monday, which is it's commemorating, of course, Labor Day. And as the Labor Council, that's the whole point of the thing, isn't it?
And this year's theme is unions are essential, because the organized labor has done a lot for this area and for the middle class, and just bringing everybody up to the same standard. So unions are essential, and our essential workers have, a lot of them are unionized, and they worked right through this whole pandemic.
Yeah, that's a good message right there. Alex Gustafson with us also in the studio. He is the secretary of the Marquette-Alger Community Labor Council. What's kind of going to be in the works, Alex, for people if they come and they attend it? Obviously, there'll be some parade things, but in particular with the festival, what's going to be happening there?
So for the festival, we're going to have some speakers lined up. We have, obviously, the beer tent and food. And then after the speakers, who are, going to be like some labor leaders that we've invited up.
Sure.
We're going to have like live music, a bounce house for people's kids if they want to show up. Mm-hmm. And basically that's what the festival is. It's a party and a good time.
We're talking about this Monday's Labor Day activities in Ishpeming. Rich, for those that are just joining us, just tuning in, what's the schedule again for Monday?
The schedule for Monday is we're going to have parade lineup is at 9:30 starting, and then our parade promptly starts at 11. Mm-hmm. And the all the affiliates will go through the parade route, and then we'll circle back up to Lake Bancroft for about noon, and then that's when the festival starts.
Mm-hmm. And this is of course to commemorate what Labor Day is and what it is all about. But that is the message. I mean, you mentioned it, that the theme is that labor unions are essential.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unions are essential, and our people, the union folks and everything else, were essential workers that worked through the pandemic, and these people need to be recognized for the hard work that they did through all this whole time and still doing at this time.
You've been a labor union member for a long time. Do your thoughts. Do people make the connection between Labor Day and unions and all of that, or is that sort of out there, or is it fading away, or are you trying to keep the word out there? What where's that at?
We're trying to keep it alive.
Yeah.
To this, I mean, anybody that works labors. I mean, it is to commemorate that labor. Uh-huh. And I look at it like this: anybody that comes to the party, come on.
Yeah.
We'll
break bread and have a beverage.
That's right. And then we'll all sit and we have some good speakers and talk about the labor movement.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good reminder.
Yeah. Alex Gustafson also with us in the studio. What again will be kind of happening there? Folks can come and enjoy what?
Yeah, we're going to have, after the parade, speakers set up around the beer tent. We're getting some statewide labor leaders, Ron Bieber, who is president of the Michigan AFL-CIO, which is like the larger labor body, is going to be there speaking. And after the speakers, we'll have the beer tent and food, a bounce house for kids, and a bunch of different live music acts going on. And, basically at that point, that's when people can just, mingle and talk and, share in the pride of being a union member.
Is there anywhere where people can find out a little more information about this if they have questions?
Yep, we should have the event up on the UP Regional Labor Federation Facebook page, and that'd really be the best way to go check it out. So just go to our UPRLF Facebook page under the events tab, and they should have the flyer there for them.
That's Alex Gustafson and Rich Hellgren with the Marquette-Alger Community Labor Council. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelah.